Praise God. Welcome to that river of anointing that flows from Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And that's been our song for a long time, Brother Nathan, hasn't it?
Yes,
it's just
it has.
That river of anointing, you know, the presence of God. We are so excited to be Amen. In the station today.
Is that like a hint to maybe Brother Nathan might write you a new open or something like that?
You know what? That would be fine because he's written so many songs and
he's getting red now.
He is, in his black, beautiful black face, he's getting red. How can you tell that?
I can see that right
through
the glass.
You can see it, huh? Okay. All right. Well, you know what? That's a great idea, Engineer Bill. I think that would be a great idea. We were just talking about how long we've had that open, and we've had it since about the second or third week that we've been on the air. April of 07 is when we went on the air, so we're in our fifth year, and we're excited to be coming to you again today live from the studio in Clearwater, Florida, and it is a gorgeous day here in Florida, and hope you're having good weather where you are. And so many of you have experienced a whole lot of rain in the central part of the United States, central Indiana, where we have a lot of listeners and family members and so forth. There's been a whole lot of rain, and they need to dry out so they can get the crops in. You know, it's time.
They need standing in the need.
And don't forget your Living the Good Life update and a bell for Brother Chip, because prayers do get answered.
Yes, that was nice of Brother Chip. Yes, Boing gave us that update because he was very, very ill. He's the host of the show right before us, Gospel Highlights. And he was very ill and called in a couple weeks ago, or was it last week?
He called in last week.
Last week, and was very sick with kidney problems and all kinds of issues. And we have seen the healing hand of God over and over and over again, haven't we, Brother Nathan?
Yes,
you and I have experienced it in our own physical bodies over and over again. And we have seen God heal us. And, you know, we're here to say today that whatever your needs are out there in Radio Land, God wants to meet them.
Yes, you
may have financial needs today, emotional needs. You may have physical problems. Mental issues, whatever your needs are, God wants to meet those needs. We're going to be talking today about the personal God that we serve, how he gets involved in our lives in such a dynamic way. I'm excited about this show, Brother Nathan. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. If it's anything like Sunday morning was today at Beacon of Hope, it's going to be wild. I'll tell you what. We had church, did we not?
Yes, we did.
We had some serious church this morning and a powerful move of God's Holy Spirit. Different people were baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that was fantastic. And we just had quite a day, including it affected me. Hallelujah. So I'm just recovering kind of. Anyway, it was just really powerful. If you're in the Tampa Bay area or if you come on vacation, we do get that from time to time. Some of you come from other parts of the country and come and visit us. You are welcome at Beacon of Hope. We'd love to have you join us. And we are in Clearwater. So is this radio station. But we are in the other side of Clearwater.
Yes.
This is downtown Clearwater. We're way out there.
And can I say a little short little prayer?
You can. Yes.
See, dear Lord, since Clearwater is in the spotlight right now, I pray that one of those news people over there get wind of this show over here, and they come over here as a guest.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because you know Clearwater's in the national spotlight right now.
Oh, I know. There's just a whole lot going on. I mean, it's just a wonderful place to live, really. It really is, and praise God for that. But you know, we're clear. Our church is clear on the other side, which is the east side of Clearwater. This is the west side, clear over by the water. We're right here by the water in downtown Clearwater. So we drive a little ways from church, but it's fun,
isn't it?
It's worth it, isn't it?
It's a nice drive.
It's a nice drive. It really is. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we are located right near 275 at the Almerton exit and 3700 Almerton, and easy to get to if you're in Tampa or if you're in St. Pete. Just get on 275. Very easy to find. And we welcome you Sunday mornings at 11 and Wednesday night at 7 for Bible study. Brother Nathan, have we been having fun in Bible study or what?
Oh, we have. It's a real trip.
Yeah, this new series, Where Do You Belong?
Yes, and it's like, it really tags everyone.
It does, doesn't it? Really it? Does. We've been learning about the different gifts that we all have been given. by the Lord. And we just did finish the motivational gifts.
Right.
And that's really been interesting. And we had such fun Wednesday night. We had to set up extra tables. There were so many people. It was really great.
Yes.
And it was fun to explore what God has already given us within us as we're born in our DNA,
But we could see... We could already see evidence of the motivational gifts before we even started studying this.
Yeah.
I mean, the study of this revealed the motivational gift.
Right.
But you could see evidence of the motivational gift in the people that are serving in church.
Amen.
You know, even before we began this study.
Absolutely.
You know, as we heard people announcing what, you know, all this says my gift is so such. Well, it is.
It is, because it's obvious. Sean is a perfect example of that. He's such a server and takes care of the facility at Beacon of Hope. And as predicted, and when we took the quiz is 140 questions. It was wild, wasn't it? And everybody really enjoyed it. But it reveals what your gifts are and how you're motivated and how God has placed all this within you at birth and how it develops through your lifetime. And, it was quite interesting to see all that. And fun. Boy, fun. We are going on with our series, Where Do You Belong? This Wednesday night at Beacon of Hope. And we're getting into the manifestation gifts of the Spirit.
Yes.
And it's going to be really enjoyable. So Wednesday nights are kind of, they're really laid back and fun. And people bring their dinner. A lot of people do. Or like today, we had a family dinner at Beacon of Hope after
today,
church.
Yes.
Had a big old dinner. So we've still got some leftovers in the fridge for Wednesday night. And
you might have come for some dessert.
Dessert. We got a lot of dessert and a lot of good things. So a lot of people come from work. So prayer meetings start. Starts at 6:15 on Wednesdays and Bible study at 7. And then after that, we have practice for worship.
Sunday morning worship, yes.
Yes, and you lead that, and that is fantastic. We have such fun, don't we, singing and worshiping God. Oh, my.
Beacon of Hope Ministries is a place that we enjoy ourselves. We really,
really
do enjoy.
Yeah.
We enjoy the fellowship. We enjoy the music ministry.
Right.
We enjoy everything that happens.
Oh, it's just wild, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just great. And just knowing that we have a family atmosphere there where people can feel comfortable and welcome and that God is welcome in this place.
Yes.
That is so, that's what it's all about.
Yes.
You know, we want all of our people to feel welcome and the new ones that walk in the doors. Yes, really. Isn't it true? But we want the Holy Spirit to be welcome in this place.
Yes.
And we will be talking about the Holy Spirit today on this show and what that means in our everyday lives and how we cultivate the presence of the Lord. It is really a river of God's presence, of His anointing, like our opening song says. And it's going to be good. It's going to be great. All right, Brother Bill, let's hear Hillsong do From the Inside Out.
A thousand times I've failed, still your mercy remains. Should I stumble again, still I'm caught in your grace. Everlasting, your light will shine when all else fades. Never ending, your glory. Consume me from inside the let justice and praise become my embrace to love you from inside out. Above all else, my
Praise God.
That was a quick one. That was a quick one.
Yeah. Kind of the ending cut off.
I wanted to thank Nan for her deviled eggs. Those are most excellent.
Oh, you got deviled eggs too?
I'm going to eat them all. Can I eat them all? Oh, thank you, Nan.
Wow. I didn't know you shared them with Bill. Wow. I made her promise to give me one today because I usually get the last one. Somehow I don't get them. But, well, those are great. We just mentioned, Nan, we had a church dinner today, and it was fun. It was really a great time to get together.
Good time of fellowship.
Yeah, it really is. And people bring food, and we planned our summer activities. If you need to be a part of a body of believers, come and join us at Beacon. We've got baseball coming up, a Rays game. We've got kayaking. Putt-putt.
Yes.
We've got fishing. We've got a lot of stuff coming up here in the next few weeks. So we welcome you to join us at Beacon of Hope. Sunday mornings at 11, Wednesday nights at 7. Let's go to John chapter 14. We're going to talk about the Spirit of Truth. Today I started teaching on the Holy Spirit, and it really goes directly into these manifestation gifts of the Spirit. And Jesus was teaching the same thing. How about that? Mm. He was teaching this from John 14. Let's start up with verse 6 a minute. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In the Message Bible, it says, "I'm the road, the truth, and the life." Mm-hmm. So often, Jesus talks in these comments of I am the bread of life, all through the book of John. I love that, Nathan, about what Jesus taught, the way he explained himself by saying I am. And if you remember back in the book of Exodus, Moses said, well, who shall I say
you are?
Right. Remember that?
Who sent me?
Yeah. And what did God say to Moses?
He said, tell them that I am sent you.
I am sent you. Right. You know, and that's translated Yahweh. But it just is God is. I mean, I am. And so it's so interesting, and this is how God does it, that he carries through, like we mentioned this morning, in the Old Testament, the prophecies about Jesus were abundant.
Yes.
And they were all talking about his birth, his resurrection, his death on a cross, his suffering, the fact that he would take our sins and take our sicknesses. All of this was prophesied all through the Old Testament. And I love the fact that when you get to the New Testament, Jesus, it's the same God. Jesus is God.
Yes.
He's the Son. And Jesus says, well, I'm just going to make sure they all got this point.
Make sure you got it.
So all through the book of John, Jesus says, oh, by the way, let me explain who I am is, you know? And he goes back to where he said to Moses, tell him I am sent you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then when Jesus comes on the scene in the book of John, Jesus begins by saying, I am the bread of life.
Yes.
I am the resurrection and the life. Yes. I am the vine.
I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world.
Yes.
This one, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
Okay, I am the door.
Yes.
You know, all of these, all the way through the book of John, Jesus explains what the Father said to Moses. Call me I am.
Yes.
And then Jesus goes, oh, by the way, I am. Here's what I am.
This is what,
okay?
Yes.
The way, the truth, the life.
Yes.
Now, that's a three-segment thing. And I mentioned in my sermon this morning that Jesus talks about 30, 60, 100-fold growth in God.
Mm-hmm.
30, 60, 100. The 30 level being, do you want to explain that, Nathan, what that 30 level is?
Well, the 30 level, you know, is something I never understood before today.
Really? Okay, cool.
And it was really, really cool, the revelation I got, that the 30 level is the level where we enter in, where we first come into fellowship with God by asking Jesus Christ to come into our lives and become a part of our lives.
Right.
And that's cool.
That's salvation.
It's cool.
Isn't it neat?
Yeah, salvation and it's just really cool.
And you and I, we were growing up as preacher's kids.
Preacher's kids.
So we understood that from an early point. And a lot of people of our listeners out there may not have grown up in homes like that and maybe weren't in church as much as we were. We were in church a whole lot.
Sunday
morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Yes, all that. We were. But we were saved, you and I both, at a very, very young age. So we entered that 30 level, which is salvation. That's the entry thing, you know.
Right.
It's like the entrance to the door of your home, you know. If you only stay at the entrance of the door of your home, you would not see much of your home, right? If you just stand in your entranceway and say, okay, well, looks like that's nice out there, but I don't know if I want to go see all the rest of that. You know, that's a pretty good example, isn't
that's
it?
That's a pretty good
Never
analogy.
Thought of that till right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Because the 30 level is the entry level. Into the things of the Holy Spirit, into yes. the things of God. And it's that basic place where you say, okay, God, I recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And I ask you to come into my life.
Yes.
And I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And you're my Savior. I'm your kid. You know, you
and
make
that
declaration.
That day forward, you're yes. never the same.
You're never the same.
No, even if you remain at the 30 level.
Yeah.
You're still never the same.
You're never the same because you're saved.
Yes.
And if you died tonight, you would be in the arms of Jesus.
Jesus, right.
But how fun is it to step from the doorway into the other parts of the home? You
well,
know?
It depends on the home.
I guess it depends on the home. All right. Well, let's say it this way. In your spiritual life, if you just stay at the door and just stay at the salvation level, that's all you know.
You don't know.
But there is so much more. So now, much. Jesus described the next step, which is the 60 level. And in the when he calls himself, I'm the way, the truth, and the life,
yes.
that right there is the 30, 60, 100.
Mm.
Okay? The 30 level being the way. He's the way to salvation.
Right.
Okay? He's the way to the Father. The truth is what we're going to talk about here in John 14, starting with verse 15. That's the 60 level. And then the life level is the 100-fold, where you are just walking
in.
A cut above. You're like up here off the ground, your feet, you know? You're walking in the blessings.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
And, you know, we don't all stay at that 100 level. We kind of go back and forth in between the 60 and 100. And there's times that we are more victorious and we feel like our prayers are really getting through. And mm-hmm. that's that 100 level. And there's other times that we're just kind of like someplace between 70 and 80. You know, where we're going, oh, man, I'm struggling with this thing, you know?
Right, exactly.
So there are levels and there are, Joyce Meyer says new level, new devil,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when you go to that new level, the devil does not want you up here. The devil does not want you understanding the things of the Spirit of God. The devil wants you to stay as a baby Christian.
He wants you to stumble as often as you possibly can.
Okay. Why does the devil want you to stay as a baby Christian, Nathan?
Because he doesn't want you to grow and become someone that brings other people to the Lord.
Right.
Because he wants his kingdom to remain, you know, to be strong and solid. The more people we grab out of his kingdom,
right,
the less he can hold on to.
Absolutely. So. And when we enter that 30 level and we get saved and we say, okay, this is what I want. And then when we realize, wait a minute, I need more of
That's
God.
Right.
The devil hates it when we say we want more of God. And we're going to explain why the devil hates that so much in a little while. Two words that begin with P, and we're going to explain that in just a moment. But the devil hates it when you make a declaration and a decision, when you draw the line in the sand and you go, no, I'm going on. I'm going
That's
on
right.
up here with God. Or I'm going to step out of the entranceway of this nice home, and I'm going on in. And I want to see what the rooms look like.
That's right.
I want to see what's in there, man. I'm a realtor, you know, and I looked, oh my gosh. Yesterday I was showing homes, and the first home I showed these people's foreclosure, and it was so bad. I mean, the roof, everything was awful, awful, dirty, filthy, disgusting. Eh. I mean, you wanted to go out in the car and get a wet wipe because you touched something. It was so bad and deteriorated and really yucky. The second house we walked in, they had just finished this huge Key West remodel on the beach.
Oh,
and it was absolutely gorgeous. Mm. And we all said, wow, that was like night and day.
Yeah.
You know? Well, the Holy Spirit doesn't want you getting